Tools of the Trade.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a hurdy-gurdy doing, of course, the Game of Thrones theme. And if you can see the visuals, it's quite powerful. we do have Huck DiPicciotto in the building, of course, playing tomorrow night at Audio Foundation, I believe. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to 95
We're
BFM.
Glad to be back.
Right on. And you've brought a hurdy-gurdy with you. Of course, this is Danielle DiPicciotto and Alex Hackett is here.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. And the hurdy-gurdy.
I feel like we'll leave this Game of Thrones playing underneath us for now. we do have a real-life hurdy-gurdy in the studio, and I must say I've never actually seen one in the flesh. They seem to always be different shapes and sizes, these things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind absolutely.
Of looks sort of like a spaceship for a small animal.
Spaceship. Well, it's square, which is unusual because usually they're round. They kind of look like almost a mandolin,
right?
But a mandolin with a body and a thing where that you can turn, like
a crank.
Yes, that's the raddest part, like the slow burn of the crank. Do you want to go for a whack? We'll put these mics into place and just have a little
sure.
Biscuits. Very nice.
Is it just, is this like a...
What's going on?
Is it a medieval instrument? What's the origin or history of this, of the hurdy-gurdy?
Well, it's really old. I mean, it's 1400s. They kind of don't exactly know exactly where. Some say it's maybe an Arabian instrument. Some say it comes from France. In any case, the first ones were basically kind of like a violin with a big body, and two people would play it. One would play the keys, and the other one would play the...
It's like accordion-style sort of key scenario. Can we open the top-ups and have a look inside?
Yep. That's we open
me.
It like that.
How many strings are there?
It actually has five strings.
Okay.
And it has two, in this case, 2D and 2A strings.
Right.
And the different
keys. It's completely wood, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful sort of wooden construction.
It's all handmade.
Yeah.
Because this one, they're really expensive. Like, the really good ones, they cost like 4,000 or 5,000 euros.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
This one, I was lucky enough to have been given... as a present by a fan, surprisingly, in Vienna, Austria.
You should.
I almost
should
fainted.
after the Polish one that I got her for her birthday fell apart.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this one's all electric as well. It's got piezo pickups in it.
Exactly. Yes. Well, we kind of did that ourselves.
Oh, nice.
Because
work.
Actually, it's, you know, it's not.
Was that trial and error, getting the piezo in the right place? Or was it kind of like, look, it's all vibrating pretty full on?
Well, it was pretty easy.
Yeah,
it was pretty easy. But I mean, I saw the instrument for the first time in Prague when we were there playing a show, and I saw a hurdy-gurdy man on the street, and I love strange sounds, so I was like, I need that. And then we looked, and it was too expensive. I was like, I cannot afford it. And then Alex, for my birthday, looked all over Europe, and he found one in a Polish hurdy-gurdy maker.
Yes.
Which wasn't that expensive.
So it's great that they're still getting made.
Yeah.
Know.
Well, the handmade ones are the ones that you can afford. So one that he got me was not that expensive. It fell apart about after 4 years. And then
that's not a bad
fan.
Yeah, it had a good run.
Yeah, right? You guys would have put it to good work.
Yeah. But that one was really simple. This one, it actually had only half the amount of keys as this one does.
Right.
And it was a lot scratchier. So a lot of people were like, oh my God, what is that scratchy thing?
It's a gnarly thing. Yeah. And just on that Prague scenario, we've done a little search on the internet and we found Old Mate in Prague doing a set. We thought maybe we'd play a couple of minutes of hearing the hurdy-gurdy in the wild.
Krvavá, sluníčko to tam zdlouhavě skonává, skonává. Za někým, jak by večerem plakali, plakali. Veliká rakev černý kříž na další, na další. A v místí králka umohá vrbáše, vrbáše.
It's a beautiful thing. He's toiling away on this hurdy-gurdy. His is a deeper, big brown sort of wooden. It kind of has the frame of a guitar, whereas Danielle's one is a sort of a square scenario, probably a little bit easier for traveling. You were saying you have a container for it.
I have a huge case where I also play auto harp.
All right.
And so both of them are in the case, and it's really sturdy because we travel all the time. And of course, I like working with unusual instruments, but I don't use them in a folk kind of way because we do music that's kind of more drone-oriented. Mm, so Alexander plays like really heavy basses. And I usually play them in a way which traditionally you don't play them. So, I usually don't use the barking part of it.
What is the barking part?
There's
a dog in it now?
It works like this. There's five strings in there. Two of them are like the Bordun strings, which basically provide a drone.
Yes.
And you can either tune them away that you can choose between two different tunings.
For your raga, so to speak.
Or you have them both tuned to the same tune. And then there's two strings that actually provide that you play with the keys for the melodies. And then there's an additional string.
This is additional one.
Which is the so-called barking string. And that's what you hear Homeboy doing there. Doing the
But really high. Like
Right.
And you can use that rhythmically if you want.
No
but
doubt.
I kind of think that the sound of it is a little irritating because it goes throughout the whole song.
So
it's like I don't like high screechy tones that much, so I don't use that. But a lot of hurdy-gurdy players use it as a rhythmic thing, which is interesting.
How big is the hurdy-gurdy scene? Is there a few people playing?
It's tiny.
Yeah. It's just what you said.
It's like
a
me,
lot of the hurdy-gurdy players.
It's like me and him.
Well, in Europe, we get these like medieval festivals, where there's also this kind of branch in metal, you know, like which we call endearingly Mummenschanz metal, you know.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
in Berlin, there's one band that plays it too. I don't remember what are they called.
In Stuckatobles. There's a bunch of basically like metal medieval kind of guys, you know, that like to dress up that way, and there's festivals for that. And, drink.
Yeah, well, we don't really play there.
not really our scene, but it does exist.
Yeah.
And so you guys are sort of wrapping up a New Zealand tour, aren't you, tomorrow night at Audio Foundation?
Yeah.
That's right. How have you found the country?
Oh, we loved it.
Awesome. Yeah, we totally loved it.
Have you been before?
No,
no.
This is our first visit, and we were lucky enough to have a friend actually driving us all the way from the north to the south, pretty much. And because I don't have a driver's license, and Danielle
and I didn't dare to drive.
Right.
on the left side.
Yeah.
And so we got really lucky with the weather, and we had like spectacular views of. Yeah. Of the nature, and we had a few days off that we actually spent in Kaikoura, and
we saw six whales.
Yeah, we went whale watching, and we saw sea lions in Dunedin, and we loved Dunedin.
And all the venues were really great too. Mm. Like we played in really nice venues, so it was
and,
great.
And people received it well.
Yeah,
awesome. Because
yeah.
I mean, you guys have a massive body of work. I've just having a look at sort of your online presence, and I mean, you guys have been kicking around for a while, right? In your own individual ways, and
yeah. Well, I mean, Alex has been with Einschutz Neubauten since he was 14, of course.
Wow.
But we've been working together since 2001, doing all kinds of different projects.
Sweet.
Yeah. You can find it all on Bandcamp.
No doubt. No, yeah, we're going to play one of yours off Bandcamp now. Should we do that now and then come back with a little sort of a wrap-up?
Okay.
What can you tell us about this song?
Well, we've been nomads since 2010. We gave up our house in Berlin and gave up everything else too, and have been touring the world ever since, so we don't have a home.
No regrets?
No regrets, no. It's been extremely enlightening.
Cool.
And we get to see a lot of places, like being here, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this album is about the whole journey and the different stages it's gone through, and that's a long way home. It kind of says, you know, that we've been traveling for 7 years now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And hurdy-gurdy slips in with, you'll hear, listen out for that cute little drone scenario.
Right, there's Alex playing the bass, and I play hurdy-gurdy and violin, and we sing together.
Nice. That was The Long Way Home, brought to you by Hacke de Picciotto, or Hack. Sorry, I need to stop. That's German, isn't it? It is? Close enough?
Yep. Hacke de Picciotto. Yep.
If you like it low and heavy, get along to Audio Foundation tomorrow night. I'm sure there is. Do you know if there's still tickets available, tickets on the door and whatnot?
I think so, yeah.
Sweet. And yes, tomorrow, you have to hurry, though. Hurry.
Yeah. And tomorrow, in comparison to the show that we did at Whammy Club, we're going to be showing visuals to it, too.
Oh.
So it's going to have an extra special component.
Yeah, Audio Foundation a good mellow zone as well. So
it's great.
I think that we could.
Oh yeah,
they're fantastic.
We love it there. They're so great. They've been so helpful. Yeah,
it's such a gem in the city as well.
Like yeah.
In the country, basically.
Yeah, yeah, they organized our whole tour. So yeah.
You know there's an electronics library there where you can go and rent out handmade pedals and stuff?
Of course.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's such a cool
How good is that?
And all a case in these old VHS
that's right,
boxes, yeah. You know, like... Bros, when will I be famous? And Terminator and stuff.
Hey guys, look, it's been such a pleasure. Daniel, thanks for bringing in the hurdy-gurdy and introducing
pleasure.
Us to that.
I love this instrument. I'm glad when people hear about it.
Right on.
I just had a thought. I was just wondering, do you reckon you could give us a voice ID? That's the radio station, 95BFM. If you guys just work your magic and introduce yourselves and give us a voice ID, then we can have it for all time. And
my name is Danielle de Picciotto.
And I'm Alexander Hacke of Hacke de Picciotto, and you are listening to 95BFM.
Yes! That was Tools of the Trade.